Are you ready?
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Down.
Okay. That's the show copy. The show copy does not look like what we're seeing in here. Mitt will get it figured out.
I mean, Mitt.
Right, Mitt?
Oh, I didn't change the TVs. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
Bubba Gumpito's here, Canadian Sensation. Nicky Skates is here.
Atta baby Nick. Oh, yeah. Abby Tulse.
Mitt's in the back.
What's up, Tony?
Bill's working the fucking levels.
Atta baby Bill.
Jay went to a wedding.
Fucking Avicii.
Thank you, Bill.
What's up, dudes?
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
I still didn't start the show today, by the way. Still digs.
No, you start the show every day. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Let's fucking jump into it.
Let's
fun.
Do it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hammer Dot is brought to you by... What?
Nothing. I'm startled. Flapping that paper around. Fucking flapjacks.
Fucking bag alert. It's a bag. CBDMD is a trusted leader in the CBD industry.
Hell yeah.
That is committed to promoting support, recovery, and relaxation.
Hell yeah.
I love those.
We love CBDMD.
Hell yeah.
We take it every night before we go to bed to sleep.
I have it in my pocket everywhere I go.
It used to be the tinctures, but now you can just fucking pop a pill down your throat.
Sometimes when I get a little too worked up and excited... I take it during the day.
Wow. CBD PM blends 500 milligrams of superior CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile. It'll make you fall asleep. It's pretty good. They also got the CBD freeze. So, like...
The freeze is the best.
Yeah. Loosens up the joints and muscles and stuff.
Yeah, if you're tight.
Feel fucking pretty good.
If you're tight, you rub that on there. You'll loosen up real quick.
Right now, you get 25% off at CBD MD.
It's like a fourth.
When you put promo code DON,
DON
at checkout, that's DAHN, DON at checkout, 25% off, CBDMD.com, promo code DON,
DON
at checkout. Thank you, CBDMD.
DON.
Rest in peace to whoever had an under on the Nuggets and Blazers last night.
R.I.P.
Did anyone see what happened there?
No.
Oh, you did not?
Nah.
I believe they scored, let's see here. At 124 left, it was 111-103.
Yep.
That's a minute and 24 left.
All right.
111-103.
Go on.
It ended 120-115.
Ooh. It's a battle, my friend.
That would be 21 points scored in the last minute 20 to go over.
Boys got hot.
Nuggets covered. Bucks covered. Wasn't too good to be true, Mitt.
Let's go. Bucks covered. Lakers covered. Let's go. We're figuring out the NBA
right at
the right
time. I've
had
about enough of the Lakers bench, by the way.
Oh,
what do you mean?
What?
We're having fun. Fuck off, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tony, you hate fun. I get it. I get it.
What is that supposed to mean, Mitt?
You're old. You don't like winning. You don't like celebrating. Let's go. What is this?
Yikes.
The old generation? Tony,
yikes.
You hate the Lakers?
Tony.
Ancient Tone Diggs?
Fucking old man Tone.
He's not wrong. I do like celebrating though.
Yeah, when you do something, when you win something, not when you're up 2-1 on a banged up Chris Paul.
Exactly.
I mean, they won a championship last year.
What will you do me a favor? The money line is
Mickey
ringing.
Mouse
you just answer
in
a couple
the fucking
calls back
bubble,
there.
Dude. It didn't even count.
It's us five here right now. So Bill's pulling double duty. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Double D, Bill.
Call the money line, Mitt.
Well, you told me to go answer the phones, and Mitt immediately left his station to go answer the phones.
Oh, so Mitt has to switch cameras.
No, he told me to answer you.
So it's just going to be a one-shot on me for the next fucking while Mitt answers cameras?
Is he doing a monologue? Is he doing a monologue?
Who's cutting cameras now?
I'm cutting cameras now.
Thank you, Mitt. Fucking, do you see what the potential issue might have been there?
Mitt was shot out of a cannon to go answer those phones.
The audio levels don't really change much. The cameras do.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. You young piece of shit.
All right, I blew that.
Just too busy celebrating.
Hey, game 7 tonight.
Yeah.
You want to get it over with?
Let's get it over with.
Game 7, Minnesota Wild coming to T-Mobile Arena to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Minnesota plus 158.
Let's go.
Vegas minus 188 home.
That's absurd.
A couple little stats and trends for you.
Okay.
Just a consideration going into tonight.
Okay.
Minnesota 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 on the road against Vegas. 4-1 straight up in their last 5 on the road against Vegas. It's gone under in 4 of Vegas's last 5 at home against Minnesota. Will there be overtime? Yes, is plus 300.
Ooh.
A game 7 overtime would be delightful.
Juicy.
A couple more. These are the hard-hitting ones. Okay, ready? The Wild are 3-0 all-time in game 7. I know Gumpy likes that.
Boys know
the Golden Knights, on the flip side, are 1-1.
Okay.
Uno e uno.
Fleury's undefeated.
It's the third time the Wild have forced the game 7 after falling behind in a series 3-1.
Wow. They're a feisty bunch. There's no quitting them.
The last 2 times that's happened,
fucking Zach Parise scored the game winner.
They've won and moved on.
Oh.
And lastly, Golden Knights coach Peter DeBoer is 5-0 in game 7s.
Oh, Mr. DeBoer.
So, where does that leave us?
Guy knows how to coach a game 7.
That leaves me thinking,
boys will scrap.
Boy, I would love for Vegas to win tonight, but the gambler in me is going to roll with the Minnesota Wild.
Let's go!
Plus
Let's
158.
Let's go!
You have to.
That is a lot of juice for a pretty good shot at winning.
What's Vegas 60-minute line, like 150?
Do you want to potentially bring back the dead?
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
For game 7?
Should we? It's something. That's tempting fate right there. That's resurrecting demons.
Should we bring back the dead for game 7? You're right. We'll do it.
No, we'll do it. Jesus. You just have to know what kind of evil juju is tied to that and
the
fade
Wild
or ride appropriately.
We're not rising for it because it's not an honorable coin.
The Wild
anymore.
Lose, this is on you.
Gumpy, in regulation for what you asked for, Minnesota to win in regulation is plus 230, and the Golden Knights to win in regulation are minus 105.
Yeah, so Wild plus 230. Thank you very much.
Well, you have been bragging all week about how much you love Day of the Dead, the movie that came out this week with fucking Batista.
Army of the Dead. I have not seen all of it. I saw the first 20 minutes. I do love the original Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead movies, though.
So the coin, the zombie coin, don't rise for it.
Zombie coin.
Zombie coin. Play of the night. Come on, Wild.
The Minnesota Wild. On the road, plus 158 will be heads.
Okay.
The Vegas Golden Knights at home.
Come on, Wild.
Minus 188 will be tails. Coin.
Come on, Wild.
The flip.
Come on.
It's heads.
Wild. Zombie. Zombie coin.
Sounds like a winner to me.
I got a good feeling about the zombie coin.
Come on, Wild.
And then tomorrow night, real quick, just while we're here, Leafs and Abs. Thought the Leafs were going to close out last night. They could not get it done, even after a thrilling 3-0 comeback heading into OT.
Yeah.
Gumpy, what do you think? You think with fans in the building in Montreal?
You know who this homer's picking.
Homer. From fucking Montreal, you buffoon.
Yeah, but you love them.
Habs are going strong.
Oh, I knew it. See?
I'm still on the Leafs.
It's the first time they've had fans, dude.
Montreal. Take the Leafs tomorrow night.
Those tickets are going for 15 Huns. Fucking Gabe Morenci's
like,
on the
field. I feel
prowl.
Like Don Cherry. All you young boys and girls watching at home, take the Leafs.
Just don't be Ron McLean right now, pal.
People are pissed about
your tarps on.
Fragile ears because we were singing Zombie.
Oh, really?
Here's an idea. There's a fucking button right on the side. You could turn it down.
Well, maybe if you had someone run the levels.
Bill, I don't get paid for this.
Bill, that's on you, dude.
Hold on. People are complaining?
No.
Who would have thought?
No.
Who would have thought?
It's Friday. Friday.
Who would have thought?
Just don't do it, pal.
Who would have thought, huh?
See if we got any NHL calls. Huh? Oh, that's cool. So that we got
where
obviously the block of calls can only take 6. 4 of them have names, 2 don't. So Kyle, Joe, Jay, and Joe.
Where is Mike in Brazil with another
This is
lock?
Not you, but there's 2 calls without names. So if I didn't say Kyle, Joe, Jay, or Joe, and you're on the phone, there's two of you. Want to talk right now.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
If you're on the phone, speak.
Hello, hello.
I had a feeling this might not work.
What happened?
Those two calls back here without names.
The two I answered was from Denver and St. Louis. I think that's 5 and 6, which do have
so
names.
What? I don't get why it won't...
why they're not talking?
No, like, what are you... you just answering all the lines at once?
No, just the one that doesn't have a name. Actually, there's two that doesn't have a name. Let's try the other one that doesn't have a name. Other phantom caller. That didn't work either.
A man has no name.
Wild move to answer the ones with no names.
I just wanted to... They were staring me in the face. I had to get it out of the way.
Those are the two that I answered when I went back there. I just answered them and then put them right on hold. So that's their fault. They should have probably had a little more. Oh, yeah,
it sounds like they knew exactly what you were doing there.
Oh, fuck. Hold on, I fucking ran away.
Kyle, what do you got, dude?
Phones are dead.
Phones do appear to be dead.
Mitt, did you?
Wait, is Bill, there something I
wait,
gotta...
Bill, I think you have to turn the levels up of the... actually, I know that you have to turn the levels
talk
up
again.
Of the
thing.
Kyle?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah!
Oh, all right, in my fucking pre-show briefing, no one said...
This show...
That is on me.
This
I'm
show
sorry.
Stinks.
I baby man.
So, my thing probably did work. Those callers were probably talking. Yeah. And I hung up on them.
Sorry, callers. I'll go answer more phones. Call back.
Call back. Call Moneyline.
Thank you, Bill.
Just
thank
two, Bill. Bill. Just two. Kyle, what do you got, dude? Yikes.
All right, boys. I got a two-way parlay in the NBA. Brooklyn Nets, Atlanta Hawks. That comes out to -109.
To so win or to cover?
A nice little price.
To win or to
so
cover?
That.
Just win.
To win.
And then just also, I'm riding Nicky Skates. I'm riding the coin. Gumpy said if it goes 7, he's taking the wild. Give me Minnesota. Give me +160. Hammer it.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, baby, Kyle.
Go.
It's too juicy, not the
money line. To. Nets.
Yeah.
That's -380 money line Nets. Not a good play there.
No,
and
it's a
parlay, dude.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
You don't
hate
think the Nets
that.
Are going to win tonight?
I mean, I hate throwing those even in a parlay. Other people like them, I guess, but.
I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win tonight because that's not a thing that I will do.
The Celtics going home, too, Tony.
Yeah, did you watch Miami? What happened to Miami last night?
Yeah, I know, but the Celtics aren't a primarily three-point shooting team that can't shoot threes or defend. Like, the Celtics can actually play good
defense. If there is a game the Celtics are going to get, it is this
one. Are you taking the Celtics tonight?
Absolutely not.
Mitt?
I am not taking the Celtics tonight. I think it's going to be a sweep, but I just hate laying like -380 on the
win. Are you taking them with the 8? Are you taking the Celtics +8?
They're only plus
8. I saw it at 9.5 actually, like early
on,
and I might take that. I'm thinking about it. It's a lean, not a true pick. It's a lean.
How do we admit?
There we go.
Okay, man.
I will probably take it because I gamble on every single game that I watch, but it's a lean.
That's winner circle.
Joe, man. What do you got, dude?
Which Joe. One, me?
Yeah.
What
up,
dude?
You. Sorry, Joe.
How we doing, fellas?
What's
great.
Up, Joe?
How are you?
Oh, just enjoying this shitty rainy day in Indy.
Atta babe.
Been there.
I do believe I did piss off Gump with a tweet during a hammer down once when I asked him about Jacob Eason when we drafted him and he was just kind of sitting in the way works and everything. And I'm looking forward to that kind of whole controversy going on with all three of the QBs and everything.
Oh, no,
that's not what I called about.
Where do you think there's a quarterback controversy with the Colts?
Well, they draft what's his name from Texas too. It just didn't make sense.
Oh,
he's a killer. You know, and the both of those dudes are the dudes that Ballard drafted. The other guys, both Wentz and we just had him last year. I wish we had Rodgers. Whatever his fucking
Rivers
name is, from the Chargers. Rivers. Thank you, sir. They were both Reich's dudes. So I think that
Mr.
Reich. You know, if something doesn't go well, we can save that little second round draft, you know, that we have and then going on from there. But I think I was just asking about getting out of bad funks of picking best. How do you guys come about it? Do you guys have to rework your numbers? Do you go against wherever you felt like you had a good footing?
Thank you, Joe. No, you just do the same thing.
Just keep going. Whenever it's the fucking worst, it always comes back around.
I've lost the last two nights.
Yeah.
Doing the same exact thing that I did.
It just happens, all those man. Other nights. It's fucking part of it, dude, unfortunately.
That's gambling, baby. Yeah.
You can't win all the time.
You're going to lose.
As we would like to.
You find a process. You stick to it. If you keep fucking changing things, you're going to lose all the time.
Yep.
You're going to lose all the time.
All the time.
You want to talk about a little ball tonight?
Yeah, let's hit the fucking diamond.
You
want
to hit the diamond, dude? 6:35. John Gray, Mitch Keller. You taking John Gray and the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah, first five Rockies. I love it.
Okay. Just because you think Pirates stink or John Gray's good?
Mitch Keller has a 7.41 ERA. John Gray.
That's not good.
3.43.
Seven?
Not great.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch.
Helen Keller. It's 2-6, 7.41 ERA.
Atlanta at New York. Ian Anderson.
Hold on. Well, I'm not a base. Where is this guy at in the rotation?
He's not at the top.
They don't. They got one good guy, Brubaker.
Yeah.
Brubaker's
good. Billy Brubaker. He's not good at the top, don't worry.
Okay. I mean, he's made enough starts to be 2-6, so he's getting his fair share of games.
There's been a lot of games this year. Do you have anything for Atlanta, New York?
No, I would think about jumping on Anderson just because Lester's last 2, 9 1/3, 11 earned. But if I know Johnny Ballgame, this would be one where he bounces back.
Miami at Boston, Cody Petit and Marty Perez.
Where did this guy come from?
I don't know, but he's been pretty good early.
Yep.
I did not take anything here, are you?
No. Perez hasn't given up more than 3 in his last 5. He's been decent. Petit, last 3, 17 innings, 2 earned. So, yeah, it's a stay away for me.
Gerrit Cole is a huge favorite.
Yeah.
Staying away from that one.
Yeah, because I like the Miz for Tigers.
The Miz?
His last 4, he's 26 innings.
I'm the Miz.
4 earned. Yeah, the Miz. He's been good, dude.
An interesting one here. Toronto at Cleveland. Eli Morgan's getting his first start.
So he's not a stud though, prospect though, right?
I believe it was a third rounder or something like that. But he's a future. He's a prospect.
Yeah,
but he's not like a guy who's called up who just a spot start. I don't think.
Yeah.
Versus Ryu, who's pretty good. I don't know why I stayed away from this one.
This is too rich. It was minus 180, and I hate doing this, but I'm laying the minus a half with Ryu and the Jays. This is going to come back and fuck me. I know it is, but
I mean, hey, that happens, pal.
Yeah,
that happens.
I hate minus a half.
You taking the Dark Knight against Keuchel, or are you taking?
No, I will also lay minus a half on this one. Fucking Dark Knight. His last 4 starts
not been good.
14 2/3 innings.
Not been good.
22 runs earned.
Not been good.
I will go with Keuchel here.
Chris Bubik versus Randy Dobnak. Royals at the Twins. I'm on this game. I don't know if you are.
Yeah.
What are you taking?
Royals plus a half.
Yeah. Me too. Royals plus a half, minus 105. My worry here is that Dobnak got sent down. Triple A. He comes back up, has a really good start.
Yeah.
Did he figure out something down there? I don't know, because he stunk before he went down to Triple A.
I never knew him to be a starter. He always came out of the pen.
And the Twins are heating up a little. But Royals have Bubik, who is a 3.3 expected and has thrown 21 innings and has only given up 2 earned runs since becoming a starter.
Yeah.
So I like the Royals as the dog in this one.
Yeah, I'll take the half.
Padres at the Stros. Lamet, who goes 2-3 innings, and I think Framber Valdez is getting his first start too.
Yeah, I believe. So I think he had a broken finger.
Wasn't sure what to do with this one, I stayed away.
I'm good on this one.
Shohei Ohtani is starting tonight. If he doesn't get stuck in traffic versus Manea, Angels at Oakland. Angels are pretty big favorites.
Yeah.
I was leaning the Angels, but I didn't want to lay that much because Ohtani can go out and throw well if he wants to.
Yeah.
I would lean
A's money line here, but I'm not touching it.
St. Louis at Arizona, Oviedo and Bumgarner on the mound. I was looking at Mad Bum, but I thought the price is a little too high for him too, because
his last 2 haven't been great, but I am counting on him to bounce back. I will take the D-backs first five money line.
In a similar situation to last night, Giants at Dodgers. DeSclafani has been good all year versus Walker Buehler. I'm going to take the plus a half.
No.
Plus 102 with the Giants. Been doing it all year long with the Giants. I'm not going to stop now. Give me the plus a half versus the Dodgers.
I would. Like, DeSclafani had been good until he went up against the Dodgers his last outing.
I know.
2 2/3, 10 earned.
I know.
Buehler his last two, 14 innings, 1 earned. I ain't touching this one.
I know.
I ain't touching it.
It's not one that I love.
I ain't touching
it. And then Texas at Seattle, Jordan Lyles versus Justice Sheffield. You like anything there?
Yeah, I don't love this, but I'm going to ride the Mariners once again.
Okay.
Yeah, Justice Sheffield, last outing wasn't great. Lyles has been better, but Mariners good value here at home.
Awesome. All right, let's hit the phones. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? Oh, Henry, is everyone on a... why can't I click on the phones? God damn it.
Screen.
Who you want? I can queue them in, I think.
Did something happen back there? I can't click on the talent. You can queue in Henry while you're back there if you want. Maybe Mitt knows. Mitt's a phone genius.
Yeah, I know how to do it, but I am stuck right here right now. Let's see if Bill can do it.
I can talk for a little bit if you want to run back there. Huh?
Talk for a little bit, Tony.
I'm talking. Thanks, pal. Mitt's going to run back and check the phones. While he does, he can't cut cameras. So I'm going to talk because the camera's on me.
Smart.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all that you've done there.
Man City tomorrow.
That's your footy pick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitt.
It has to be City. I would be very surprised. De Bruyne is playing. They got their full squad this time against Chelsea. Conte is questionable still for Chelsea as well.
Are you taking City to win or are you taking City 90 minute, which I saw
City was... just to win.
Okay, which is what?
Minus 115.
Tony. Okay. You should be able to answer all
they
of
are.
The phones.
I can now. Thank you.
All
right. So City tomorrow.
Yeah. It's Aguero send-off, man. It has to be. It has to end like this for him. He deserves it, man.
Henry from Michigan, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
What up, Hank?
What's up? I just got a MLB play. I am on that Toronto plus a half, first five. And a little note, that Eli Morgan prospect, he was an eighth-round draft pick.
I like the
Blue Jays offense to kind of rough him up a little bit.
Blue Jays offense has been hitting very, very well. Did he say plus a half?
Yeah, I don't know where you found that, but good on you.
No, Blue Jays are big favorites, so you're going to have a hard time getting plus a half there. But if you're going to lay the half, I'm cool with that, too. I assume you meant lay the half there.
Mike's apartment.
Joe from Denver.
Fuck.
Joe from Denver.
Joe.
Here we go, Joe.
What's going on, boy?
Hammer down. What's up, dude?
What up, Joe?
Feel good Friday, boys.
Beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful Nuggets win yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Joe.
Good for you, Joe.
Tried to get Mitch to side bet me $30 straight money line.
This is Joe from the DMs.
If he wants to go back to the well, I'm willing to do it again.
Wait, why do you want to take Mitch's money? Why don't you just bet on a website?
That's better him than an apartment scam.
I did.
Okay.
He asked who was going to guard Dame Lillard. He kind of called me out. So.
Okay, yeah, he did. He'll do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But sorry, today I'm calling about the Colorado Rockies. You guys already called about, or you already talked about it, but Big John Gray on the mound.
Yeah.
They're getting a half. Go ahead and hammer that one.
Okay, hey. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Where are the Rockies getting a half? Where are these lines coming from?
Gumpy's upset.
Yeah, he should be because the Rockies... they're minus 108. Let me see. Maybe they are.
The Rockies are getting a half?
Well, let me fucking find out, dude, before you fucking freak out.
Oh, shut it.
They are getting a half. It's minus 162.
Yeah, I will take both. add it to the list. Rockies money line and how are they plus a half? This guy's got a... Is somebody else starting?
No. I mean, he is a seven. His expected is lower than his actual ERA.
Yeah, he's
still... And the Pirates actually are not... I'm not saying take the Pirates, but they are hitting better, a little bit better than the Rockies. That's why I stayed away, but John Gray is
plus a half. Dive in.
I just did.
Yeah.
Boy.
Just did.
Let's see here. Who do I want to go to? Ian from Philly.
What's going on, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hammer down. Hammer down.
I got some player performance tonight for this Mavs Clippers game. I have Tim Hardaway to outscore his teammate Kristaps Porzingis.
That's a lock.
Okay.
He's outscored him in the last two games, and then I also like Luka to outscore Kawhi tonight. Those are my picks for the NBA.
Thank you.
Let's go. That Clippers game.
Oh yeah,
a little birdie.
We have to. We're legally obligated to relay this information.
I have been told that the fix is in tonight.
What? Apparently the refs are going to give some calls to the Clippies tonight.
So what you're saying is,
if you believe in
that type of thing, open up this little device right here.
Take the Clippers.
I'm hopping into the NBA off this tip and taking Clippers money line tonight. I have to. I can't get a nugget like here's that and not use
it. That's all I needed to hear.
Here's the thing. You get that nugget, and it's not a terrible bet even without that nugget.
No, what are they money line? Minus 130?
50.
150. They're minus -3, Gumpy, on the spread. I'm taking them spread. They're going to smoke the Mavs tonight.
So let's go. Minus 125 this morning, money line.
Oh. Well, that'll happen just from Clippers taking them. Or just from people taking them.
I hate the spread in NBA. I'll lay the juice on minus 150.
It's raining pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, there's a monsoon outside.
And
dude. But no, I love those two little prop bets. Let's get on the Clippers tonight. Everybody's on them. So
everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it, dude. It's a cool thing.
Mike from Chi-Town.
Big Mike.
Tone Gump, the boys. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
All right, boys. So I got some spite NBA player performance today.
Spite. We love spite players.
So we got Trae Young coming back from being spit on.
Spite.
Spit on, guys. Being spit on. 30 points in the win for the Hawks.
So you got Trae. You got Westbrook. Who else was spited? Go ahead.
And then the spite play for the second one. What was it? I had it in my FanDuel. Oh, yeah. Kyrie wants to talk about all this racism stuff happening, knowing that's not what it's about. But since he feels so attacked, let's take Kyrie 30 points in the win in case the Celtics fans get on his nerves today.
Okay.
I like both of those for locks.
Hell yeah. I don't hate the spite plays.
I like that guy. He's good.
Good spite plays.
Good juice. Good juice.
Jay from St. Louis. What up?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, guys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Listen, I am telling you right now, lock it in. Gump, I know you hate NBA, but lock this in. I promise you this is going to hit. The Nets minus -8. Take it, hammer it, I don't care. They are going to beat the kids out of Boston.
You hate it.
Kyrie's coming back. He's about to have 40. He's about to give it to Tatum. He doesn't care. Hammer it. Nets minus -8.
Thank you, Jay. Why do you hate the NBA so much?
Why do you hate it?
I've watched more NBA than anybody, except Mitt.
See, I'll tell you what, though. My brain, after hearing you guys talk right there, just went, okay, we're going to take the Clippies.
Yep.
And we're going to take the Nets.
Yeah.
And we're going to tease them. And we're going to drop the points down a little bit.
I don't like NBA teasers.
I do like that. I do like the tease.
I watched every minute of that fucking Suns game last night.
So did I.
Okay, so...
But I'm not in an argument here. I don't hate the NBA. It just stinks during the regular season. That's the truth.
Bill, what are you doing back there, dude?
His camera fell. It's all fucked up.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys get to the Chelsea Man City caller yet?
He's literally the last caller of the day right now.
Go. Okay.
Why?
Because there's a boost that I was going to ask Gumpy about, but I was going to let this guy lead into it.
Jason, thank you, caller.
Boost.
Jason, what up?
Hey, shout out, boys.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Shout out. What up, Jay?
Hey, listen, Chelsea plus +370, regular time. Okay? Pep has never won a Champions League unless he had Leo Messi on his team. Tuchel is a genius, and they have Thiago Silva to lead that Chelsea team. Man City has zero leaders.
Oh.
Man City has zero leaders? They just won the league, and Chelsea just lost to Aston Villa.
Yeah, they just won the league with the richest team in football. It's easy to win the Premier League like that.
No, it's not. They didn't win it last year. Liverpool did. The richest teams hardly ever win in soccer.
Okay, but their team is stacked. They have no leadership in the final. And Pep's never won without Messi or Xavi or Iniesta. Couldn't do it at Bayern, can't do it at City.
We'll see.
The boost I was going to ask about is both Chelsea and Man City to score in 90 minutes. It's boosted from plus 105 to plus 200.
Nigel thought it was going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
You did at one point say that the plus whatever was good. Like just
yeah, it's good value.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I don't believe a team without leaders would go through a full season and win a Premier League.
I agree with you.
Title,
especially during COVID.
Yeah, Man City is a very good team, and Thiago Silva's 35 years old, and Pep coached at Barcelona for a long time. He won with that team. You could say that about any coach.
Is Messi a leader?
No, but you know what I mean. Like. Not many teams win the Champions League in general.
Fucking, is De Bruyne? Serge Aguero?
Yeah.
Sounds like pretty big names to me.
So you like City?
Yeah. It has to be. Has to be City.
Let's roll through the boosts. Both Chelsea and Man City score 90, so you didn't...
What was that? What was it boosted to?
200.
Plus 200 from plus 105.
Maybe sprinkle, but I don't love it.
Okay. Both the Yankees and the Dodgers to win.
Huh.
Yankees got Cole as a huge favorite. And then the Dodgers are playing San Francisco. That's the one you worry about. It's plus 150.
Yeah.
I know you don't hate that.
I can't believe what just happened there.
Well, he's rattled. He's rattled.
Yeah, you like you can't.
Guys, weekend might be ruined until tomorrow.
You can't do stuff like that, okay? You can't just make claims and just have nothing to back it up. It's just like the guy who said 20th team was better than the 14th place team.
And what happened there?
Like, if you think Chelsea's going to win, that's fine. But to say that Man City has no leaders, Pep hasn't done this. Pep has won everywhere he's went. He's the greatest coach, maybe of all time.
Listen, you don't have to tell me, dude. Fucking, what's his name?
Are the Dodgers going to win, Gumpy? That's what we're worried about right now.
I can't get over that.
Derek Rose to score 15 points and the Knicks to win.
City bad.
I fucking love that bet.
Okay. Kawhi and Paul George combined for 60 plus.
Nah.
What's that?
Paul George isn't getting 30.
What are they going to do when they... Like, are they going to trade Paul George?
I don't know what these... I don't know.
They're both of their contracts are up at the end of this year. Player option at the end of this year, so they can just leave.
Hey, Rafa's boosted to win the French.
Oh, boy.
He's got a tough bracket, though. Tough fucking bracket there.
What's it boosted to?
That's not much.
Plus or minus 115 to plus 125.
That's not much value to win a fucking tournament.
I agree.
It should be like plus 2.
I mean, if this was Rafa, a younger Rafa.
You see the favorite?
Yes.
Because of Clay?
Okay, he's at Roland Garros.
He's the king of Clay.
He's king of Clay.
But I mean, plus 125 to win a tournament.
I hear you, but I mean, if he's the favorite, I mean, that's a nice boost in my mind. Yeah, like what are we talking about?
Fucking throw it in.
Yeah,
throw it in. We got merch out.
Hell yeah!
Woo! We got some new merch out. There's gonna be some more coming. But that was just the first ones to get done. So we're like, yo, Friday merch drop.
Hell yeah!
I mean, I look pretty fucking jacked, dude. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, they did you some favors.
Yeah, we know who fucking put that merch together, huh?
Looks good though.
It wasn't me. You think I have this fucking ability? Did I mean the fucking streaks are in there?
Looks good.
If I did the merch, I would have taken the streaks out of the beard.
Fair enough.
What are you two talking about?
Let's go, Rafa.
I look just like that.
Hey Tony, how do you find the merch?
Oh, good question, Bill. store.patmatthewsshow.com. There's a little search function at the top. If you type in Hammer, it'll take you straight to it.
Or if you hit the drop down, you can go to podcast and shows, and Hammer Down's in there as well.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. I didn't know that. Or you go to Twitter or Instagram. It's the link.
You look ridiculous, Tone.
What are you talking about, dude? Looks just like me.
If you drank the ooze from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Which I respect.
Maybe I will.
Tony, you do look really good, though.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. So, yeah, merch is out. There was a winner of the rollover, so we're at 500.
Yeah, that was...
We did.
That was a tough one to swallow.
What do you say?
We did the research. We did the research.
He did win, but...
But?
In the past... If you went back and looked at his Twitter, he was tweeting out more than one...
Entry.
Rollover a day.
Only one at a time.
Yeah, only one a day.
Only one a day.
But on the day, there was no... Second entry. Was that deleted? There's no way for us to know.
Congratulations.
Clever girl.
I mean, we try to run a fair competition.
Yeah, I mean, here. Let's just, you know.
If you're at least going to manipulate the system, delete the other times you've tweeted on multiple days.
There you go.
That was my thinking.
There you go, Bill.
So we're at $500 today. So good luck with that. Good luck with all your bets this weekend. Hockey Talk, when's Hockey Talk coming out tomorrow?
We're going to record it right after this, so yeah, it'll probably be out tomorrow.
We can't thank you guys enough for listening all week and riding with us. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram.
Hell yeah.
We will be back Tuesday, I believe, but we'll tweet out picks all weekend long.
Yeah, I'll keep it going. I'll probably tomorrow, maybe a little later spaces, maybe 9 Eastern time.
Wow. Oh, and 9 Eastern spaces tomorrow.
Well, we gotta watch the final, and then...
True.
Once City wins, I'll probably have a Chardonnay or two.
Are we forgetting something here before we wrap things up? I feel like we're forgetting something.
Potentially.
Boys, there's two big races this weekend.
Oh, fucking Coca-Cola 600 and Indy 5.
I'm looking right now, and I see Chase Elliott at plus 650.
Ah, fucking...
I see KY at plus 700. And Denny Hamlin at 950, and Keselowski at 1300.
Danny,
what are we doing?
Danny,
come on, Danny.
Are we going to take our friend CD at plus 5,000 to win the Indy 5?
Is that what he's at?
Yeah,
that's.
Oh, I'm wearing a Tony Stewart shirt. Is Tony Stewart still racing?
No, Smoke.
Smoke is not.
Smoke
is not racing.
Might have aged out of me.
Man, I'll show you a video. Smoke's not driving anymore, man.
How do you go against Scott Dixon in the IndyCar?
Let's see that.
330?
I mean, there's a guy named Patricio. And then you got the Staples. You got the Rossies and the Joseph.
Rossi and Newgarden at 1300 is not bad.
The Rhinus VKs.
I mean, Takuma Sato, didn't he win it?
Yeah. He won the 101st, and then he won another one.
I think Bill Powers maybe
won.
Nah,
he
won
last year. Yeah, I bet on him. It was sweet.
Yeah, he's plus 2,000 right now.
Fucking Elio's back there. I recognize that name.
Juan Pablo Montoya still out there doing it?
No. Thought Jimmy Johnson was supposed to be in this race.
Double J.
I thought so, too.
I don't see his name here.
Jim Johnson.
Double J.
Maybe he was just doing the circuit. Maybe he wasn't doing the 500.
That'd be a weird
I can't
decision.
Imagine he didn't qualify.
Or do you want to run through... We should run through our picks just for tonight.
MLB, I have the Royals plus a half and the Giants plus a half.
I have... I'm now Rockies plus a half. Thank you, caller. Royals plus a half. White Sox minus a half. Blue Jays minus a half. D-backs money line. Mariners money line. And to the NBA that I love so much, Clippers money line.
Bill, why'd you disconnect the chat, dude?
I didn't. I think we had a little bit of an internet outage there for a second because the same thing happened to me.
Yikes.
Mitt, what's your NBA picks for tonight?
We got the Clippers minus 3, and then we're taking the Knicks plus 4.5, and we're going to take the Super Boost. Derrick Rose to score 15, and the Knicks to win, baby.
Thank you, mate. Thank you all so much. We'll see you next week. Hammer! Wild.